The Birth of Jesus. Soon after Mary got home from visiting with Elizabeth, Joseph found out that she was expecting a child, and he knew that he wasn't the father. Still, he was a righteous man, and he didn't want to make a public example of her. No, he decided to simply break off the engagement and put her away quietly. He was deep in thought about this when an angel appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary and make her your wife. The child she's carrying is from the Holy Spirit. When he's born, you're to name him Jesus. He's the Savior. He will save his people from their sins." Joseph didn't hesitate. He immediately made Mary his wife, but he wasn't intimate with her until after the child was born. They lived in Nazareth, which was in the northern part of Israel. Yet the scripture said that Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem, which is near Jerusalem. At that time, the Empire of Rome sent out an order requiring everyone to register in the city of their ancestry. Therefore, Joseph and his wife had to go to Bethlehem. Soon after they got there, the time came for Mary to deliver her child. Soon after the baby was born, she wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a feeding trough because there was no room in the sleeping area. Messiah was born. That same night, shepherds were watching their flock in a nearby field. Suddenly, an angel stood with them, and the area was flooded with the glory of the Lord. The shepherds were terrified, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to bring you good news." He then pointed toward the nearby town. "Tonight, the Savior was born in Bethlehem. He's the Messiah. Go there and look for a baby wrapped in strips of cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly, the whole area was filled with angels who were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace and goodwill to the earth." Then they disappeared. The shepherds immediately did as they were told. They went to Bethlehem and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby, just as the angel had said. They told them what happened that night, and everyone was amazed. Afterwards, they went back to the field, praising God for what they had seen. 41 days later, it was time for Joseph and Mary to take Jesus to the temple and offer sacrifice to the Lord. So the three of them went to Jerusalem. There was a man at the temple named Simeon. God had told him that he wouldn't die until he had seen the Promised One. That morning, the Spirit of God had prompted him to go to the temple. He saw Joseph and Mary and asked if he could hold the baby. Looking into the face of Jesus, he said, "Oh, praise be to God." Looking towards heaven, he said, "Lord, you can now let me die. My eyes have seen your salvation." An 84-year-old woman named Anna walked up to them. She had served God in the temple since her husband died after 7 years of marriage. She asked to see the child. Afterwards, she said to everyone, "The Promised One has arrived! The Promised One have arrived!" Joseph then took his little family back to their home in Bethlehem.